Even before he was elected president, Barack Obama had fans around the globe. A few months ago, when Senator Obama visited Berlin, Germany's left-wing magazine Der Spiegel wrote that he would make a good president of the world. Okay, never mind, the job doesn't even exist. The title itself seems to capture a widespread feeling about Obama internationally. The World's Alex Gallifant explains.
Londoner Jack Stilgo got the election results early yesterday morning over breakfast.
I was getting very excited, as I'm sure a lot of Europeans were. And my wife said to me, why are you so excited? It's not like he's our president. And it was the strange sort of realization that I had that in some ways he sort of is.
Stilgo is a senior researcher with Demos, an independent think tank based in London. He understands the scale of the United States' global influence, so even though he can't vote for an American president, having an America in line with his worldview is the next best thing.
I mean, over the last 8 years, we in Europe have got used to being disconnected from America and a sense that the American public was very different from the European public. And the election of Barack Obama sends an enormous signal that actually there are large chunks of America that are thinking along the same lines as large chunks of Europe.
Many Europeans are excited. Brazilians, too. Take a listen to what Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, is looking for from President-elect Obama.
Eu espero que ele tenha uma relação mais forte com...
Lula says, I hope he establishes a stronger relationship with Latin America, South America, Brazil, with Africa. I hope he can finally make a peace agreement in the Middle East. That's quite a list. And it's not only politicians thinking like that. This is Roberto Diaz, a tour guide in Havana, Cuba.
Pensamos que es la elección...
He says the election of Barack Obama was good for the people of the U.S., for the Cuban people, for all people. Obama himself helped promote that kind of optimism. Here he is closing a rally in Virginia a couple weeks back.
If you fight for me, if you work with me, if you make phone calls with me, if you organize with me, I promise you, we'll win Virginia, we'll win this election, and you and I together will change the country and change the world. Thank you, everybody. God bless you.
It's stirring stuff, but how would one go about changing the world? President-elect Obama has at least two things going for him. One, foreign politicians are lining up to associate themselves with him, hoping a bit of Obama dust adds a bit of sparkle to their own political fortunes. French President Nicolas Sarkozy even had an advisor embedded with Democratic Party strategists for a week. Things like that might give the president-elect a valuable window of influence. And two, there's recognition that changing the world can't be a purely American project. Nick Clegg leads the Liberal Democrats, a British political party.
I think what has been inspired by Barack Obama's election is the prospect that we will have a president who is going to engage again in the affairs of the world in a way that not only helps the American people, but can help all of us as well, together, to deal with those challenges which no nation can deal with on its own.
In other words, the world shouldn't expect President-elect Obama to, say, fix climate change on his own. And then there's the financial crisis. That might require Obama to focus on domestic issues first, saving the world second. Saving the world is usually the job of Superman, but President-elect Obama is unlikely to have superpowers, even when he leads one. That reality isn't yet intruding on the hopes of people outside the United States, says Jack Stilgo. Most of them still don't know that much about the next American president.
He is, to some extent, an empty vessel into which we project whatever we like. And I'm afraid reality will get in the way, and so we will be disappointed. I mean, on a campaign of hope and change, we can only be disappointed. It just remains to be seen how and how much.
For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.